This month, we've reported on Detroit's Auto Show, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and now in Denver, the single largest cattle show in the U.S. From member station KUNC, Kirk Siegler reports from the National Western Stock Show, now underway in the Mile High City.
Fans roar overhead, keeping the air cool and the odors at bay, as Jeanette Fuller spiffs up her black Angus with product.
High-strength hairspray, basically. I'm just trying to get the hair to accentuate the good things about her and kind of cover up the bad things about her.
Think of this barn like a dressing room backstage at the Oscars, except it's the country's premier Angus show. Fuller, who raises certified Angus beef near Twin Falls, Idaho, styles the tail meticulously. I spend less time on my faux hawk. She then buffs up its coat so it shines.
And so we want them to look their best.
After all, pretty much everyone in the audience out on the show floor is a prominent cattle breeder or buyer.
Heifer, we'll start with the top.
John McCurry of Burton, Kansas, herds his senior heifer calf out of the arena.
This event, the history, I mean, you know, this show's been going over 100 years, and just the nostalgia.
McCurry is modest and matter-of-fact, which you'd expect of a cowboy. But beneath the brim of his tan hat, a subtle smile forms as he clutches a big blue ribbon. Winning here at the Super Bowl for the cattle industry is prestigious and great for business.
This is the toughest show in the world in terms of quality Angus cattle.
But if cows aren't your thing, never fear. There are sheep and goats pleading for their dinner here in the small livestock barn. There are also hogs and chickens, horse shows and rodeos. And this is America after all, so there's plenty to buy in row after row of vendor stalls.
A lot of leather. I can smell the leather belts from here. A little bit further on here, you can buy longhorns, your very own longhorn, for $224.95.
We are a semen sales business from Great Falls, Montana.
You heard that right. There's even bull semen for sale. It's actually a lucrative market, according to salesman Chase Murray.
You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money to get one of these good bulls. You can just breed, you know, buy some semen, breed to get better replacement heifers.
The bull semen and cattle business in general is booming right now. So Reese Aglin didn't think twice about gassing up his truck and trailer to drive the 700 miles from his ranch in Circle, Montana. Outside in the sunny stockyards, he's tending to his prized purebred shorthorn.
Probably around 1,800 pounds.
He's literally like the size of my car.
Yeah, he's just a pretty outstanding show bull. He's got lots of power, lots of hip, good thick muscle. Overall, pretty amazing bull.
Now, unlike the smaller cows inside, this shorthorn won't be competing. Eglin's just here to show him off and network. The National Western Stock Show runs through Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler. In Denver.
This is NPR News.